JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
This Heartland Bank news is interesting and proves there's a bit of competition in the market, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, although it's quite specialised, and I did want to talk about the banking sector. It has been under the spotlight recently because we get these sort of relatively consistent sort of noises out there that the big Aussie-owned banks are making too much profit, they need competition. And look, they, on a globally comparative basis, they are quite profitable. But it does also make our banking sector very robust, which is good. And always we have this question of how do the second-tier banks take on the big guys? And you get that ongoing commentary about extra capital for Kiwi Bank, so that it can expand its balance sheet, and where does that capital come from because they're not a listed entity, all of that sort of stuff. So it's always interesting to see what the other second tier contenders are doing. So Heartland Bank, it is getting active. Interesting here though, it's going after business in Australia. Now, Heartland Bank is listed on the NZX and it's looking to raise $210 million of extra capital. Look, so in local terms, this is quite a chunky capital raise. It comprises, you know, a placement which will get broad participation, but also an entitlement offer to existing shareholders. Now, the reasons it's giving for raising the capital, as I said, it's been expanding into Australia. It's purchased and is seeking regulatory approval to acquire a bank called Challenger Bank. That's called an Australian deposit taking institution, so it's a smaller entity there. It now has that indicative regulatory approval, so it needs capital for that. Also looking to satisfy what regulatory capital requirements will be, it will have here in New Zealand and in Australia, and to fuel growth. I think they've targeted like 25 million of extra capital for New Zealand as well. So the issue is at a discount to current price. At the same time, long-term CEO Jeff Greenslade, he's announced his intention to step down. The thing with Heartland Bank, Mike, is it's looking to growing in these specialised form of lending. Mm-hmm. So reverse mortgages, not that common here in New Zealand, but, you know, with an ageing population, could potentially become more popular. Livestock finance, motor finance, asset finance, that's the push in Australia. Big picture, they're looking to recycle capital as well. Look, the shares are in a trading halt at the moment. We'll see how the market reacts when they come out of that trading halt.
What's your call on tomorrow? Hold?
Yeah, hold. It's an official cash rate review this week. And so no media conference, no monetary policy statement, just get the announcement and some commentary. So it seems like a foregone conclusion, doesn't it, that rates will be left on hold. But, Mike, what is not, and this is what what is not a foregone conclusion is what happens over the rest of the year. Now, the good old money markets, the reef fish, as David Longer used to refer to them as, they're pricing in cuts, 25 basis point cut by August. The central bank, Governor Orr, he talked about cuts later this year. Maybe the monetary policy statement that has an OCR forecast track. They've got nothing until 2025. Look, the money markets always seem to want to second guess the central bank because that's what markets do. They're forward looking. They anticipate events. But the interesting thing, Mike, is commentators now seem to be diverging. There doesn't seem to be a consensus. One commentary piece landed in my inbox yesterday that was calling for 100 basis points of cuts by the end of this year. Now, the element here, Mike, I think, is that you've got to be careful what you wish for. I mean, if we had a reaction to that degree, and I'm not saying it won't happen, that to me would reflect growth and activity really surprising to the downside. Yeah. And the thing is, Mike, all the cards aren't on the table yet. We still have a CPI figure, coming out fairly shortly. You've got the budget, you've got the bond projections. Nobody's talked about the changes to the migration settings, Mike, and the fact that that might have some impacts as well, because it potentially impacts on the labour market, potentially impacts on demand and wages. So there's quite a lot going on over the rest of the year, and I think that's so. Whatever clue we get on that, yep, will be the interesting stuff.
Exactly. Give me some numbers.
Dow Jones is up 38 points, 38,943. The S&P 500 is up 5 points, so very small, 5,208. And the NASDAQ is up 27 points, so just small raises there overnight so far, 16,275 the mark on the NASDAQ. The FTSE 100 gained 0.4%, 7,943. The Nikkei gained 0.91%, 39,347. Shanghai Composite, though, fell 0.75%, 3,047. On the Australasian markets yesterday, the ASX gained 0.2%, and the NZX 50, we lost 32.32%. That's 38 basis points, 11,973, so back under 12,000. One Kiwi dollar, 0.6034 against the US dollar, 0.9133 Aussie, 0.5556 against the euro, 0.4765 pounds, 91.56 Japanese yen. Gold continues to climb, $2,339, as does oil. It's now over $90, $90.19.
All right, mates. Catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.